And while the price of fuel will most likely not reach $9 a gallon in Nome this winter, some residents in the coldest parts of the state pay the highest prices. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has more.
With a long list of agencies working toward the safe delivery of the fuel to Nome to keep costs low for residents, a number of communities throughout rural Alaska already pay a price that would make Nome residents shudder. In Kobuk, a community of about 150 people in the interior northwest region of Alaska, residents pay $9.50 for a gallon of gasoline and $9.30 for heating fuel. The city orders a plane load of fuel just about every month in the winter from Fairbanks. Barging fuel is not an option. The community faced a fuel shortage this week, but a delivery was made just this afternoon. And in Noatak, a community of just more than 500 people north of Kotzebue, residents pay $8.99 for both gasoline and heating fuel. With the high cost of energy, Noatak resident Carl Wilson says people in Noatak make tough decisions between food and fuel every day.
What can you do? You know, so cold, you know, you have to pay for whatever they ask you.
Noatak, like Kobuk, has no choice but to fly the fuel in. Wilson says the fuel pumps at the Noatak Native store froze due to the weeks of 35 to 45 below temperatures, and employees today were manually pumping heating fuel to customers. Meanwhile, 223 miles to the south, the Coast Guard, State of Alaska, City of Nome, Sitnasauk, Vitus Marine, and other agencies are and have been working together to get the historic fuel shipment to Nome. Carl Wilson says folks in Noatak are and have always done the same.
We're real cold right now, and helping each other out is probably one of the greatest resources out there in this situation.
Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.